Can you believe in a finite object possessing infinite power? Or that a mineral can be proclaimed the medicine of the 21st century? Or that the power of nature can win over the ignorance of man? If you can, you will know why our mission is to get shungite to the masses. You are entering the shungite zone. This is the Shungite Radio Show produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Welcome to the Say What Show. It's February 10th, 2026. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Derek Condit, Callius, and Mark Joseph. And we're just kind of winging it to, you know, touch base with everybody. We don't do these shows as often as we would like, but life gets in the way sometimes. So, Derek, I'm going to start with you. Well, let me say hi to Mark. Mark, hi.
And that's everybody, the beer.
And Callius.
Hello, everyone.
Mark and Callius have a podcast that they do together called Awake versus Aware. And if you haven't heard it, you might find it very fascinating. They have both been students in all sorts of things. Metaphysical, yes, but more focused on life in general. You know, what is it about life and how do I get healthy? And, you know, stuff that I think is very useful for people who are, particularly those that have been in the business for a while, because it's, or not business, but the subject for a while, because it opens up new avenues of exploration. So, but I'm going to turn it over to Derek right now. Derek.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, happy to have a full crew here today on today's show. I do want to mention right off the bat, and I've done it on a previous podcast, but for those that maybe haven't heard the previous podcast, you know, it was mysticalwares.com, our online presence, but that has changed to cosmicshungite.com. Same people making everything, myself and Jalissa, and the similar products, new products, the old products as well, but they're all available there with the same coupon code, SAVE10, for 10% off. So I wanted to make sure everybody, you know, knew that we didn't disappear, because I've received a lot of emails. We've just relocated and renamed. So I wanted to mention that. But yeah, Nancy and I were talking just before the show here, and I wanted to bring up one of the, because you know, there's a lot happening in here locally for me right now. I won't get into so, but some of the good aspects of it was a friend of mine walked in the other day mentioning that he was going on a shungite gridding. I'm not sure if we've talked about shungite gridding recently or not. I know we have many times before, but so I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest, Washington State, and we have three volcanoes within sight of where I'm located. So our new store, which is locally Bigfoot's Gems, and that's in Mount Vernon. So if we're at that location, and it's just a few miles from Mystical Wares' old location, we can see, just standing outside, three different volcanoes. And I'm kind of bringing that up because the buddy of mine he asked me if I've ever shungite gridded Mount Baker, which is one of them. And it hasn't, I don't know when it's erupted last, but it's supposed to be an active volcano. So he asked me about it. I said, you know, I've got up on these certain trails here, there, but I don't know how high up I went, because it was several years ago on that shungite gridding expedition or hike. So what he did was he took a friend up there, and we're in transition. So just to kind of summarize, we're moving all the shungite and products to our new store, like I mentioned, Bigfoot's Gems. So I didn't have direct access to a lot of my shungite nuggets that I gift out for gridding. But before, and he's a retired veteran as well, and unfortunately has some physical injuries. And I'm mentioning that because I'd gifted him some months ago a lot of our shungite rubber in different forms. So for those that don't know, it's a a silicone non-toxic rubber, kind of you can visualize or think about like a mouse pad, so it's pliable and can bend. But the medium inside of it is our cosmic silver shungite powder. So that's fine shungite powder with silver particles. And that's what, how we dub it cosmic silver shungite. So he had some of this rubber, and I said, he asked, well, can I just use this? I'm like, well, yeah, just chop it up into smaller pieces. So that's exactly what they did was, I don't know how many, it was hundreds of pieces, and went on a hike, a couple hikes up in Mount Baker area, shungite gritting. And the real reason I'm bringing this up is, again, to get it back in our thoughts, all of us as a collective, that we can do this. And literally, all of us just thinking about that right now, shungite gritting, can energetically have an effect on the entire shungite grid. Now, you don't have to have a piece standing on the grid somewhere and all of that. You can just our collective focus on it. Again, I just kind of summarized his intention. Does help strengthen that. So it's worth us talking about it now and again, or any one of us shungite gritting, be it the way I just mentioned, or I've done it off boats. We've done all, I had people go up in an airplane in Alaska, just throwing, I don't know if I've ever talked about that, throwing shungite nuggets across Alaska. That's happened. And then if you do this, or if you even just own a piece of shungite, you're part of the shungite grid. You don't have to gift it to nature, or out in the wild or a cell phone tower or something like that. You definitely can, but even just having it, it makes a difference. And then if you go to Google and just type in the shungite grid, you'll see a link to the Google map I made, I don't know how many years ago now. And I haven't even looked recently at the points on it, but there's tens of thousands. And you can literally zoom in on either a two-dimensional map on your screen, or there's the Google Earth view where you can spin the globe, and it maintains a database of all our little points, well, the ones that have been submitted. And I know there's a lot more because many thousands I just can't do because I make long road trips and I'm chucking shungite out the window like crazy. If I see water or just feel, just energetically something different in the area, I know shungite will always help. So, and at best, every, I don't know, 50 miles, maybe I'll put a marker, but I do a lot more than that. But you can add it to the grid and then see visually on your screen or phone just how many spots and countries and continents the shungite gritting has been done on. And again, that's just what's been acknowledged or somebody's taken the time. And it's not the easiest interface on Google to figure out how to add your spot. I wish they made it easier. But basically, for those that are aware of what I'm talking about, you can just go to the search box in the Shungite Grid map, type your or get close to your location is all, and it'll bring it up on the map and just hit add. And then you'll probably figure it out from there. But that's one way you can add it. And then everyone else will see that I zoomed to my area. So we'll get clients, for example, that will be at a session online with me or walk in here in person and mention they found the Shungite Grid and brought it up. And then they would look at, their house, of course, or where they're working, and they'd realize that how many, and they weren't their grid points, how many other people in their area, and I'm talking about anywhere now, that you'll find. So you'll be pretty surprised, I think a lot of you, if you do that and look at the grid map, that how many people in your area, in your neighborhood sometimes, because one found a next door neighbor that didn't know the neighbor was aware of shungite, but saw the grid or the spot on the grid in her yard. And then started talking about it and then found out, well, yeah, I was shungite in the neighborhood. Well, you know shungite? The whole thing went on from there. And that's just not one circumstance like that. So that's just the one that I'm remembering now. So it's pretty interesting to do things like that, especially just viewing. And I'm talking about the middle of the ocean. I have a friend who has a yacht as well, and he goes everywhere, and shungite's flying off that thing all the time. So you'll see it in the middle of the ocean if you, again, look at the grid map. So I just wanted to, again, touch on the Shungite Grid Project, which Nancy, I think, has been around since 2017 or so. I'm not, again, not really sure. But there are links to that from the various websites, either cosmicshungite.com or a new website I've launched called psychicwithoutwarning.com. So think more of my personal stuff on there and stories and new podcasts coming. I'm mentioning that now because there's a link from there to the Shungite Grid Project and map online. I don't know if any of you three had anything you wanted to add in about the Shanghai grit or not. Done any of that lately yourself or anything? My ears literally just rang.
At one point, I had a friend that was taking a cruise out of Miami. And so I gave her a bunch of nuggets and I said, just throw them off over into the ocean, as you're going. And so the entire Caribbean area, it's got Shungite in it. And I never thought to put it on the grid.
Oh, that reminds me that Nancy, that so I'm going to bring back up our new building again. It's like 5 minutes away from Mystical World, our new local building. So again, it's called Bigfoot's Gems. I'm bringing this up again because we're leasing the building, and the person who owns it simply built a brand new building next door, about three times the size, and moved her business into there. So she's renting her smaller building, which we got. It's a horse and tackle building. They sell saddles, boots, hats, that kind of stuff for the local ranches and farms. And I'm bringing her up again because she wandered over on our first day, guys, and she's had this building that we're in for 35 years. She had mentioned this to me, and she walked in the front door, and I should preempt with this. I'd already moved the products into this building. The Shungite's in there. I think I have six Shungite spheres peppered throughout so bowling ball sized spheres. I should mention that they're huge. In addition to thousands of other pieces of Shungite, but the Shungite made it into the building, and she knows nothing about Shungite. She's no. We have 300 types of rocks on, I think it's seven dining room tables. Just again to give you a visual of the volume I'm talking about. It's hundreds, well over 300 glass bowls with a different rock. So. It's a lot, and it can get overwhelming and confusing. So she had no idea about Shungite. She walks in the entrance, and she's not into the metaphysical stuff, the woo-woo stuff, energies, none of this stuff. But her first comments in were how much it feels better in there. And she brought in an employee of hers as well that she had turned around, a young girl in her probably 20s that works for her because they were just getting some stuff out that was left. And that's what brought him into the store just before opening. And then they walked in the entrance, and that's what the owner had mentioned, how much it feels different and better, she said too. And she said larger. And I moved 8,000 square feet of stuff into, I don't know, it's about a third the size of the building. So you would think, well, it's all cramped, you can't move around, it's going to feel tight. No, it's all an energy thing. It really is, because I moved a lot in there. It definitely didn't open the building up. It did physically, enclose it some in the space, but the feeling that goes with that kind of didn't happen. It still has that. I'm not really articulating this very well because I'm not sure how, but that is a thing that happened there. Because she had less product, more product at different times in her lifetime in there. And even customers coming in now, because we've been open, I think, 3 days now, are coming in amazed at the feel of the place, because it does change it, just like it did when we moved that amount of Shungite into the area I'm sitting now. So I'm at the old location because we still have internet and I want to do the podcast, but it changes the space. And it was really cool from my perspective that it's neighbors. And in this spot, it's car dealerships and gutter companies and roof companies and things like that. Again, not into energies per se or rocks, any of that stuff, making these comments. So that is something that happened I wanted to mention. And yeah, it's really cool to see. And I have to then in those moments slow down, realize and remember that, oh yeah, this person's not, somebody who's been into energies and Shungite for 20 years that, that knows the Shungite's there and is expecting to feel this, that, and the other. No, this is just your average person who, again, over 35 years had that spot and then walks in and can feel the difference. And actually, I didn't ask her. I said, does it feel any different? I didn't say a word. And then that happened. So that's something worth pointing out, I'd say. And then each person will experience that vague term that we call energies differently, because mine enhanced. I'll just kind of word it this way. I wasn't born what often people call an energy sensitive, where I could grab a rock and tell you this, that, and the other. None of that. Didn't believe in any of it, just thought it was all, what make believe or in their head or this, that, and the other. So that's my background where I come from, or limited understanding. And I'll tell you, it has dramatically enhanced over just being open to it and working with not just shungite, but other rocks and gems as well. And then bringing it back to shungite, realizing how legit it is. Because again, I don't own part of the mind. I'm not trying to, push that. It's just a thing. And for those that maybe think, well, maybe that person, maybe Derek's sensitive and can do it, and blah, blah, blah. No, my point here is everyone can. It's like, and this is going to sound odd, but it's kind of like, let's say a wine taster. Well, or a cheese taster. Let's go with that one. They're not born with a larger nose with more smell buds that allow them, and I know they're not called that, to smell cheeses, more, differently than others. No, it's a sense that they honed over time, and then it widens. The same thing can happen with shungite and or any other rocks and gems. And Callie said actually made a comment earlier, not about this stone, but it sparked this thought in my head. Well, one of the first ones that people can experience, so I'm talking about rocks and gems, minerals, some are artificial, some are conglomerates of others that you can actually visually see. Here's air quotes you don't see, the energies having an effect. One of them is called terahertz stone. And I'm not sure if we've talked about this before, but I have another podcaster I was talking to this morning, off a podcast, and we were talking energies, this, that, and the other. They needed a visual thing. Well, I'm like, well, that's easy. And what I said was terahertz stone. And you can get one of these little stones. They look kind of silvery. They look like magnetite. They look like a lot of other rocks, actually, that you can take and just set with, and don't heat them up. Don't freeze them or anything like that. I'm talking about just a stone on a piece of ice, and it'll melt straight through the ice in a matter of minutes. So, and what's, and remember, you don't microwave the stone first. You don't do anything. You can freeze it if you want. It makes no difference. But the energy or the frequency effect that conglomerate of minerals that makes up terahertz stone affects our physical environment, you can visually see the effects. Literally, put it on ice and watch it, and it's going to just bore its way straight through the ice, depending on the shape you have and things like that. And I brought that stone up because, again, that's something if somebody wants, to, well, the invisible effects of a stone. Well, here, you can actually see it. And that doesn't mean because shungite sat on a piece of ice doesn't just drop right, melt through it like terahertz stone will, that it doesn't have an effect. It does, just on different energies or frequencies, but even a stronger effect. But I like to bring up the terahertz one so people can, maybe experiment themselves. I had to pause and clear my throat. So yeah, I'm not sure if we had talked about that, but that's an interesting stone I keep. Oh, we sell them, but I have them around for the, it's typically the guys, and I'm a guy, they come in questioning everything, and I'm kind of making fun of this. So it'll be our, I don't know why, but females can be more open to this stuff than us guys. So they'll come in dragging their significant other or whatnot. And I've done hundreds of encounters like this where the guy's sitting with his arms crossed, or he's got 50 questions about how do you know this does this, that, and the other. Well, again, that's when I'll get a piece of ice or anything cold, but ice works great, and just put terahertz right on top of it or next to an ice cube. It doesn't matter. Freeze a cup of ice. I walk away, put that terahertz stone on top. It's going to bore its way through there. I'm not talking about 2 hours, and it's not like, oh, because the stone's weight was on there, it thawed quicker. None of that. You'll instantly have the experience of frequency, the way that stone is reverberating in the physical atmosphere against ice, which then tells you it's actually having an effect on the water molecules, because of course, frozen water. Well, what are you made of? 80% water, give or take, depending on how dehydrated you are, any one of us. So I don't wear, well, I'll kind of add this on too. I don't wear terahertz stones or jewelry or anything like that. You can hold them or whatnot, but when I saw the drastic effect it had on water, and of course you can see that when it's frozen because it melts, you just drop it in water, you won't visually see a change. So that's something I wanted to bring up for anybody that wanted to, an easy way to experience the again, energetic effects. Again, throw that Terre Haute in the freezer if you want. Make it ice cold before you use it and put it on there. It's going to have a drastic effect. I have a piece sitting here in front of me. Somebody sent me a, I think they call oh, geez, like a massage stone or a palm stone. It's kind of odd shaped. Oh, gua sha stone? Guava? I don't remember. Anyway, one of those ones. So, but it's one you can use on your body for muscles and relieving energies. Because, of course, and Shungite does this just as well. But again, I'm talking about terahertz stone. So you can see the visual on ice. But let's call it a muscle cramp. And you can feel those in your muscles. Well, that's not the muscle hardening there technically. It's energy accumulated. And that's why you can move a knot through your body. You're not moving a physical thing through your muscle. That's the energy causing the muscle to contract in that spot. We call it a knot or things like that. Well, that can be moved. And then extrapolate from there. Well, then it's not a physical thing. You're pushing through muscle fibers. And once you start having those realizations and working with Shungite rubbers, usually what I recommend for this case, tie in your intention to that, you're going to see enormous effects just from adding in your thoughts. But yeah, I wanted to mention the terahertz stone. I
Well,
don't know if any.
it's as you're talking about it, I'm thinking, man, I wouldn't want that around me.
No, I don't sit around with it either. It's not harmful, but now I'm not going to go like laying it on my head and. No, but it's again, it's not a harmful thing. But no, I as I mentioned, I don't
Well,
wear like
I don't know that it's not
Terahertz.
a harmful thing.
Well, exactly. So that's just it, and that yeah. So that's a good thing to mention. But I was only bringing it up again because you could see the visual difference. Like this piece here, it's set on a piece of ice, show people, and then they'll go, oh.
I agree totally with showing people the power of energy, but the difference between Shungite and anything else I've ever dealt with, and most stones are not going to overwhelm your energy system. They're just not that powerful, okay? But Shungite is that powerful. It can, do anything it needs to do to your energy system, but it's designed by God or whoever makes these things to balance. It's always in a state of trying to balance. If you've got too much energy, it will try to get that moving and clear up the energy blockage. If you don't have enough, it will bring in energy and give it to you, the energies that you need. There's nothing like Shungite. You can use anything to demonstrate energies, but if you got something like this terabyte thing,
Terahertz.
I'd be very, very cautious about it.
Yeah, it's an artificial stone that's made by scientists to set you a certain free. So my bigger point was, again, you're not gonna go digging this out of a mountain somewhere. It's man-made, just like gold stone. Yep. Oh yeah, there's always more to the story. But when you zoom it back to the aspect we're talking about, okay, a little rock sitting on a table, not plugged in, not supercharged, no, a recipe of minerals, whatever those minerals are, and there's different ones in different rocks, but I'm just saying, then it's a solid object, not moving, shaking, and it has that effect that no one can deny. Toss it on ice. I mean, it is a thing. And again, I was only bringing it up for those because I could have used a stone like that just for visual purposes early, air quotes again, early on to help myself get over mental just hurdles, limitations, because I'm just like, OCD analytical. I want to see the science if it's not there and blah, blah, blah. And after years of all this, I'm like, well, okay, well, they can't prove half this science, but it is a thing because I've literally experienced it. And I don't care if people believe me. So also, I'm not trying to be rude, but that's my personality from my background, just, being me. I'm just not vesting that. It is what it is. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. So, but I will speak the truth, my truth, and let you know the experiences I've had and others. And after having this Shungite room that's right next to me here, and not knowing, honestly, not knowing, because I've had Shungite beehives forever and used them, infected the bees and all that, I didn't know the drastic effect that Shungite room, again, I'm pointing at here, which the four walls are painted with cosmic silver Shungite powder added to just your paint and paint the walls. Have an effect on people. It's beyond count now how many people have walked in, again, not knowing what it is. And half of them calling BS on it first off, anyway. And then eyes opening up, again, often the guys, My knee pain's gone for the first time in so many years. My back pain, blah, blah, blah. I feel, well, what happened to me? I mean, unbelievable, unstoppable stories of people just walking in a room from any state of awareness. I also get the people stand outside the room, some that are already aware, and get their cell phones out of the pocket, take and prep themselves before they walk in. Fantastic. But then I get the one saying, get out of my way. Yeah, let's this magic black room. What's it get? And then there it goes. And we're talking about just, I mean, from the whole gamut, from doctors on down, it makes no difference. So that's, and that's after I've been working with Shanghai for how many years. And it still blows my mind on a daily basis when I was cycling people through there or they were reserving the room. If they had, had surgery or a medical condition or whatever, they'd rent the room for an hour. But do this in your own house. Get the cosmic Shanghai powder, the blend of Shanghai and silver. Put it in your paint your walls, and then paint your walls the color you want. You don't have to have a black room, and it's not gonna, another layer of paint, it's not gonna stop the energetic effects. And then you're gonna have enormous results from that. It's way better than, I've seen so many Faraday cage type netting things that you put over your bed, you sleep on, you plug into your wall. And just real quickly on that one, everyone, a lot of those actually work as antennas and can harm you. It's not just, oh, metal mesh over me. It's a Faraday cage. No. Too long for this podcast, but depending on that metal mesh, and there's other names for this, or mats you lay on or grounding pads, they can actually harm you. So just do your full research on those and energies. But really, the answer is Shanghai in the environment. And it's like I use the reference of like a desktop fan. It moves stuff away from you. It's not gathering it. It's not, filter. It's not grabbing it as far as like a filter to where you got to replace it. It breaks it into its constituents. And we'll get into this later. Nancy will bring it up. But just as it does with glyphosate, when you add Shungite powder to a field or soil, if, and this was scientifically shown, it will, long story short, break it into its constituents. So the stuff that made glyphosate. So now it's not glyphosate any longer. So now it's not as harmful. And there's something that you can do with that. Actually, I think Mark was going to bring it up in a little bit. Those were a couple of things I wanted to bring up. I think, did you guys have any questions? Go ahead.
I think you probably know this, you might have forgotten it, but the Russians discovered the magic of Shungite. That was how I discovered it. And it wasn't the average Russian knowing about it. This was military people that were using it to protect their equipment against electromagnetic pulse from a nuclear bomb, and other things. But they also realized its healing potential. And they were taking military people who had wounds and putting them in Shungite. I don't know that initially they were painted or anything, but the response time in the healing was significantly faster. So then they incorporated them into some of their hospital facilities as Shungite rooms. And they were using not paint, but they were, they got the flat
The tiles, yeah.
tiles, thank you. And they would build these rooms with that. And particularly for heart patients, they were finding that it was, again, it was just off the, they just couldn't believe it. Well, they did believe it, and they got rooms out there that are doing this right now. But one of the things that we found out was, there was a terrible, terrible terror attack against people. I think they were at a movie event, and hundreds of kids were in this theater. There was, I don't remember the numbers, but it was a mass killing event. And what they did was they took the kids and put them in these rooms with psychiatrists to try to get them to some kind of a stability regarding the event. And so it's not like you've invented anything. It's just that you're doing it in ways that other people have not thought to do it, because they didn't know. So I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I've built a I had here in Mystical Warez some years ago of a salt vaporized chamber. So just think a cedar box with a door, kind of like a sauna. It was a sauna, but modified. And I lined that with Shungite tiles. I have hundreds of tiles. And this was early on, thinking, I got to do that too. I need to have, and that's just not affordable, everybody. Not for most of us. So tiling the walls of this thing. And then I'm like, okay, well, now we finally got the Shungite room. And we didn't need it. And then after that, when I realized and did the larger, an actual room with the painting, you don't need to have line it with tiles and bricks, which is what the Russians did initially. And of course, you got to start somewhere. And they're not the only place now. There's a Shungite room in Europe, somewhere on the East Coast here. So they're starting to produce, but you can make your own. You don't have to, pay a fortune and go visit.
The difference between all the others and you is that you're using cosmic jungite.
Yep, the silver. And
And
that's
I
absolutely.
don't know that many of them understand that.
None of them.
That the difference between putting silver with jungite is it's like having water and not having the alcohol in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not a good drink. But yes, so you brought something to the table that other people didn't in this cosmic silver.
I'll tell you, somebody's listening because I have a that like everybody else, a chat GPT profile, so one for the business we pay for, and I have it going on searches literally every day, looking for studies, science, this, that, and the other. And well, what it has been finding is, and let me know about it, is somebody's looking at something because there are scientific studies, and a lot of them are completed already, and we'll talk about them in the future when I get a chance, where they're blending randomly. Wonder where they got the idea, silver with shungite and making shungite rubber, our recipe. Not that it's a secret, but and working with that. And it was all positive results and showed such. So that's pretty interesting. I'll get those again when I get a chance published on the science page, Shungite science page of cosmicshungite.com. I still have to finish building that one up. There's a lot of things going to be added there. But that's something that I have been being alerted to here in the last, I don't know, month or so at least. All of a sudden it says, well, and literally ChatGPT chimed in and said, looks like somebody's watching. They are bland. And then he starts going in the spiel I just gave you. I'm like, oh, cool. It's finally, it's going to get out there some more. And
Well, imitation is the best flattery.
yeah, and I didn't care. I mean, I'm not here to own anything. It is what it is. I mean, no, share it. It's like anything else. You invent a battery, you just, yeah, no, you release
Well,
that stuff.
you wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for Walt Silver and me.
There you go. It all ties in together. Nobody,
And
we.
we wouldn't be where we are if the Russians hadn't have found it first
There
with
you
the
go.
EMF, because I was searching for something to protect against pulses, electromagnetic pulses. And I came up with these Russians, and they've got this strange stuff. What the hell is that? And, and about, I don't think it was a week later, Lee Brown, so I gotta say Lee Brown's involved in this. Lee Brown comes to my house, and she set up a cell phone thing. She was a telephone psychic, and it was a Wi-Fi thing that I didn't have any Wi-Fi, and she just sets this thing up. And as soon as she turned it on, I said, "I turn that off." I said, "My God, that's terrible." And she looked at me, and she looked at me like, puzzled. But then she looked down at her ring on her hand, took it off, and put it on the antenna. And all of a sudden, the entire energy field shifted. And I said, "What the hell did you just do?" And she said, "I got this ring, and it's got shungite in it." So, who's guiding us? That's the question. Who is guiding us to find these magical things about shungite? Because there's a lot of people that are involved in it. And the Russians themselves, I got friends from Russia, and they say, "It's just dirt." What's the matter with you people? But it's like amazing to see so many people discovering it and working with it. And I mean, it I was in the mineral business for, I don't know, 35, 50 years, something like that. And they would have this magical stone that would come out, and everybody get excited about it, and everybody's buying it. And then within 4 months, all of a sudden, it falls off. And I know that it's because people were using it, but people were denying it. Oh, that's bullshit. And the more people focused on something as being BS, well, you take away from the magic of the energies. So when I first found Shunga with everything that was going on with it, I kept waiting for it to get, fall off. And no, every time somebody interacts with Shungite, it gets more powerful. No matter, even if they say bullshit, Shungite will say, "We'll show you." You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, again, just I don't know how many people own a a rock shop, we'll call it, that has how much shungite available, so it gets to actually see those interactions. I think just most people, they're online, they order it, and but on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it's that alone has just changed my perspective of this reality. Just seeing, again, hundreds or thousands, got me thousands of people's interaction with shungite, and or they come in or tell me their stories. I forget 99% of them because there's just so much. That alone is just unbelievable. And it's not like, oh, 50% is talking about quartz crystals or tourmaline or blah blah blah. It's shungite. It's shungite. So it's pretty amazing on the results.
I want to bring Talius in because he's kind of, well, let's put it this way. He's new to Shungite compared to the rest of us. And I find him, I've told him this, that I find him a little cynical about stuff. And so I know that when he went into it, he was sort of like you. Yeah, Black Rock, you know? So he probably went into it with that attitude, but I'd like him to give his own experience with it. Talius, you good with that?
Sure. Yeah, my attitude towards these things just in general is exactly like you just described. I magic rocks from Russia, yay. That was kind of my attitude towards it initially. But this wasn't really the first time I'd ever been exposed to the subject of things like shungite or just different minerals and how they alter the environment. I'd been kind of around that subject before, so I wasn't entirely cynical when it came to shungite. I found the idea fascinating and worth exploring, especially when it came to its obvious impact on wildlife, on nature, especially with the bees. And so that caught my attention. And so I've been into it a little bit here and there, just aside from the literature that I've received from Mark and Derek. And I'm very, very interested. And I've only had maybe one or two limited experiences regarding shungite in particular. I know Mark had sent me some time ago some shungite stickers. And I was working at a state building here in Oregon that was literally right next to a massive cell tower. I mean, this thing was literally 25 feet from the building. And so I began to notice that, especially after meal times, especially after around lunch, whether I ate or not, I would tend to get very hot in this very, very nicely cooled government building. I would start to get very, very hot. My heart rate would rise just inexplicably. And it was always around the same time. It was always around noon. And I couldn't explain it. And so other people were saying that this was happening to them, other coworkers and stuff like that. So I decided, I think it was Mark that reminded me. He goes, "Oh yeah, try out the shungite stickers." And so I ended up turning off my personal phone, and my work phone, of course, is 5G and all that. I can't disable any of that. So I just put a sticker on the phone, and then I put a sticker. I was working as a security guard, so I put a sticker on the inside of my armor, my body armor. And the very next day, I mean, that same day that I put these stickers on, I was standing in this, in this nicely cooled lobby. And around, like I said, around noontime, 1 o'clock, everyone just starts feeling hot. And I didn't. I felt it a little bit, but it was a lot less pronounced. And so I thought, oh, that's a very interesting first result. And so I just did it for a good month. I just documented the results, and I the problem basically went away, and so I thought it was pretty profound. And so the aspect of the microwave radiation all of this being in one, and who knows what other stuff is going on in the state building. It's the physiological effects I thought were fairly, those are pronounced. I mean, those effects can be easily seen in others. And so I think, why can't this be? And I think it is. I honestly am, I'm somewhat convinced that there are incredible properties with it that sort of align with, some of the other stuff I've been interested to as well, with healing and harmonic resonance and, just the very facets of ancient medicine involved around some of these tenets. I think that's all very valid and has a place. So shungite, for me personally, I was absolutely kind of floored at the result, that the result was as prominent as it was, just from a couple of stickers. And so I'm open to the idea that, yeah, it could have been in my head. I could have been expecting this result, so therefore I felt better as a result. So who knows? But I honestly feel that there is something valid and worthwhile with shungite, and it's always worth talking about.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did I ever tell you guys, and Nancy, it might be a you thing behind the scenes. I know I did you about the cell phone tower right above my storage container. I put the shungite and I had more information on that. I'm not sure all what made it on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I'd like to hear an update.
Yeah, that. So I'll catch everyone up who hadn't heard previous podcasts. Who knows how far back, but I ended up, oh, and I couldn't even do the math on it. I had photos, several thousand pounds. I mean, it was three pallets, 4.5 feet high of shungite. So, just again, I like to give people something, at least I like to make visuals of shungite. So, thousands and thousands of pounds of back breaking lifting. I relocated shungite for a short time from one location to another, and I moved it to a storage unit I temporarily had in Concrete, Washington. So it was, I don't know, 34 minutes away. And just happened, the only storage unit that was available that could even hold this amount of stuff, and in our case, shungite, and they didn't know, was literally directly under a cell phone tower. Not up on the hill. It was one metal fence between the wall of my storage unit. And if I climbed that fence, I could reach out my hand and touch the tower. So 6, 7, less than 10 feet. Shungite. So we, again, not, this wasn't intentional. It was just a circumstance thing. It just all played out that way. And so all of a sudden I get the shungite in there. It's in the storage unit. And then the next, it's not more than a day or two next, I'm going back out there to, move something else somewhere. And we notice that there's a crew on the cell phone tower that was right above there, kind of thing. And what they evidently had to do, we found this out later, because I talked to, because the cell phone company rented that spot from the storage. It was with literally in the whole storage container area. I'm not sure what those things are called, but just storage units, big garages. And so they rented and they were very aware of it. So they told me that, yeah, all of a sudden, and it was right when we got our storage unit. So randomly, and I'm making fun of it, their units, and they didn't know the names of them, but a lot of the parts and pieces, because I don't know what I'm talking about either, of the cell phone tower had to be replaced. And that was within, as far as I can tell, it happened that because it takes them at least a day. Again, I'm guessing this stuff, I don't know, but at least a day to figure out what's going on and then get the crew together to get out there. But that's how fast this all transpired to where they had to go replace, again, just who knows, transmitters, receivers, whatever it is, but huge pieces of this cell phone tower because it was instantly being affected by, and it was literally tons of shungite laying directly under it. And I let the, but I didn't talk to the cell phone guys about the shungite, but I did the storage unit people, and they had already looked into me or something because they heard, they said, you didn't want the bees? And I'm like, yeah. So they were aware of it and they knew the difference. And so they're all wearing shungite now because the cell phone towers, like 50 yards from their office. So that's horrible, but at least they were open enough to, look into it after this crazy guy brought in truckloads of black rocks and dumped them in the shed. And then it wasn't lost on them that, the very next day the crew shows up saying, we don't know what happened, but, we got repairs to do. And so that was, unusual. I'll just put it that way.
I think you told me that you at one point saw them taking measurements with your building,
Yeah, they're out on the wall. Exactly.
with the shed. And I mean, that to me was a telltale thing that they have equipment that could see an energy that most people wouldn't. Remember, I mean, these cell towers, you and I both are pretty, articulate about all this electronics and stuff, but we don't know what the hell they've got on there. And
I did find out more, by the way. So what you're when you were I didn't mean to cut you off, but in what you're talking about is I did talk to, so I have a lot of friends around here, one that does that job. I said, oh, and I found out later that I'll have to get into that in a minute, that it's a thing, but they have handheld devices from miles that get there quickly. I'll just say at the hub, they can tell if there's a change in, be it power lines or cable, even your cable TV, if there's something going on, because they have handheld devices, they can drive around in a city, think like Geiger counter, but directional, and they can zero in on that. And they did it to me in an old house I had in Darrington. You probably remember, but they found, because apparently the previous owner of the house had a coaxial cable for internet. It was damaged or something. He just cut off the end, or they just cut off the end, shoved it in the wall, and sealed it up. Well, it's still a live cable. It's just think spewing out the signal, the energy, the frequency. And I had no idea about that. But this guy shows up at my door and knocks on it and says, "We're getting such and such alert." I'm like, "I don't even have cable, first of all." And then he walks through my house and boom, pinpoints it to the inches of where this was. Cut open the wall, reaches in, pulls out the cable.
Wow.
Oh yeah, and that was—I don't never know what stories I tell people that happened. And the same thing, my buddy who works on cell phone towers and power lines was saying the same thing. They can read, I mean, everything, every part and piece of that thing. They know if it's working great or not. Just like you would on your, well, many of us on our routers in the home and whatnot. But yeah, they pinpointed it and they did the readings right outside the building. I never got confronted.
So essentially, they have a device that is following a good signal, and suddenly the signal starts to get screwed up. They don't know what's causing it because then they have to go and inspect it. But you probably didn't have anything going in there, like internet or anything. I don't know. It's probably got electric because of the lights, but that would be it.
Oh yeah, the Shanghai guy interfered with their cell. I'm speaking layman's terms here because that's all I can. Interfered with the broadcast capabilities because it also the other part of the story is across the highway, and people can Google all this, was the other half of the so Highway 2. If somebody wants to look this up and visually see this, heck, you can see the cell tower. Is the other part of the storage units. So the highway goes right between them, and so there's another gate over there, and all of a sudden the same. Random time, whole separate system, the electronic gate and the Wi-Fi system over there stopped as well. So, and I only found that out because the people in the office, when they were chatting with me, I said, "I'm going to move this stuff. What else you got?" And they pointed across the street and told me, they said, "But you don't want to go there." At the same, all of a sudden, the gate stopped working. It's just an electronic gate you punch a code into, and but for it to work, it has to be connected to something else, Wi-Fi, to verify the code. So blah blah blah, but that affected it as well. So that was another part of the story.
Wow.
Yeah, and then yeah, they were I don't know what they had, but I saw them measuring as far as energy wise, and it wasn't a tape measure, but they had a one of those again. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but one of those boxes that reads energies, whatever type. I've used oscilloscopes and different things. It's called a mag particle tester, but to read differentiations in energy through different metals and things like that, because it'll respond. So they were, again, they found something in my unit that had an effect, and that's all that was in there was shungite, literally, and a dolly to move it. So yeah, but it's all I've relocated it all now anyway. Well, no, about half of it. So, but half of it's still in a little bit further away spot from that. Cell phone tower. So, but yeah, no, they had the upgrades and repairs. is what they were doing because something went wrong. And they, as far as, well, I guess I could have gotten my shed. They didn't ask me to, but the office could get in it. So I don't know if they went in there or not. And all they would have seen was, and I sent you photos at one point, just a bunch of boxes stacked, halfway up the wall with shungite. And I did it intentionally. I knew what the cell tower was when I had to settle on the storage unit. It wasn't a want on my part. It was just a have to. Well, I, of course, said, well, we're lining it all up against this wall because if I'm going to have to do this, knowing the cell tower was 300 feet above me as well. It's not like it's a void. I didn't build a chamber in there, but I sure shoved it all up against that wall, which put it right up against the outside wall of the unit. And then instantly, yeah, that all happened. So that wasn't, not the most exciting story, but it absolutely had something to do with it. I wish I knew more specifics. But I couldn't even get near the cell phone guys enough to talk to him. They kept us out of that area, but you could see him. Again, if somebody, Google Maps it, you'll get more a better visual on what I'm talking about.
We're approaching the top of the hour, so I want to get into the glyphosate story that Mark's got.
That's what I was going to say too.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah, let me find the article here. Okay. This is from the Highwire Twitter page at Highwire Talk back in, let me see, when was this posted? February 6th. Florida just released bread testing results under the Healthy Florida First initiative. And what they found is alarming. The Florida Department of Health tested 8 bread products across 5 national brands. Glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup Weed Killer, was detected in 6 out of 8 products tested. The brands with triple-digit glyphosate levels: Nature's Own Butter Bread, 190.23 parts per billion; Sara Lee Honey Wheat, 191; Wonder Bread Classic White, 173; Nature's Own Perfectly Crafted White, 132. The brands with low or no detectable glyphosate: Dave's Killer Bread, which is an organic brand; White Done Right, 11.85 parts per billion; Dave's Killer Bread 21; Whole Grain, 10 parts per billion; and you have Sara Lee Artisano, Pepperidge Farmhouse, Hardy White. First Lady Casey DeSantis said it clearly. You go into the grocery store with this expectation of trust that what you're buying on the store shelves is not contaminated with pesticides and heavy metals. The trust is shaken. Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo emphasized the health risks, citing research linking glyphosate to gut microbiome disruption, fatty liver disease, and weakening of the blood-brain barrier. This is something that basically doesn't seem to have a safe level of exposure. Latipo said 80% of Americans have it in their urine. He also dismissed arguments that phased out glyphosate would collapse the food system. He said there is an alternative to poisoning people. It's possible to grow food in a sustainable way that doesn't involve folks ingesting stuff that makes them sick. Let's see. This follows Florida's earlier testing of 24 infant formula products, elevated levels of mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and lead. 46 candy products, arsenic detected in 28 of them. Governor DeSantis said more categories will be tested in the coming months. See the full results at exposingfoodtoxins.com/bread. And the Highwire Twitter post has the graphic of the brands and then the glyphosate amount. And the reason we're bringing this up is there is a Rumble video, and Derek has done numerous testing of glyphosate and silver shungite that they can elaborate here. But even in France, I got this from Morley Robbins, who wrote, what was it, Root Cause Protocol, The Cure. He said that there's no glyphosate in France, it's banned, yet everybody in their system has it. And so, how much more for us? And especially even those that live within a certain radius, like a mile or two in or near golf courses. So another reason to check out the silver shungite that Derek has. Comments from anybody on this?
We just lost Derek. And I was waiting for him to give you the answer. Derek did some work. He got some lysophate, and he did some work with an electronic microscope, so we could see, basically see the droplets of the lysophate on the slide, and he added shungite to it, and the glyphosate kind of like blew up. That's what was my visual of it. It would get it start it would be basically in a round or molecules, not a molecule, but a droplet. I think it was a drop. It could have been a molecule. I'm not sure, to be honest. So it was electronic microscope, and it would start to one side would start to elongate, the side that was the opposite of where the shungite was, and then suddenly it would just pop, and the thing would just kind of like fall apart. So there is that study, but that he did, but I think that he has a study that I know he does because it's up on his website. A study where, and if you want to find out about shungite and scientific studies, that's where you go, is Cosmic Silver. He's putting that, I believe that information is up already, but it's scientific documents and studies that have been done that prove that the glyphosate cannot exist in a shungite environment. Now, I had a customer who got a hold of me, and they were absolutely distraught because they had a large parcel of land, number of acres, that they rented out. And it was specific in the rental agreement. Hold on, I gotta off. There was a rental in the rental agreement. There was a clause that says that you cannot use any kind of chemicals like lysophate on the field. And she found out that the guy had actually disregarded that and put glyphosate down. So she was absolutely distraught. And she had a friend of hers who could do, I believe they were using rods. I think that's how they were testing it. But it's an energy using, it's not just a rod. What is it? It's a device that Derek was selling these things. It's just pieces of metal, basically. And they will react when you ask it a question. And so the question was, is there glyphosate on this property? And sure enough, it said yes. And then they went over to a stream that ran through the property, and they got the same thing from the water. So what they did was they, she knew about shungite. And what she did was she took a cup of the water and dropped the shungite in it. And the next time they tested it, it tested fine. So, well, let's see what Derek says here. He's trying to reconnect, but it's an internet thing. So, yeah, it's glyphosate, and plus there's other studies done. Like I say, he's got at least one up on his site of the ability to. Well, let me tell you a little story. There was a guy in. There's Derek. Well, Derek, I was telling them about the microscopic study you did on the glyphosate, and why don't you give your rendition of it? Because I saw the film, but you were right there while it was happening.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry about that. Internet issues here, but I got it back. Yeah, I think Mark mentioned that's available on Rumble, and I have actually a lot more footage I haven't shown anybody yet, just kind of a time thing for me, of different responses it had to it. But what I did was, we got curious. I had no idea if it had any effect. Actually, I really go at all this stuff expecting nothing. So if it happens, great. So I have in fact, I'm sitting here looking at it now. But a microscope that has a camera built into the eyepiece for high def recording, and I can go pretty zoomed in. I might show the magnification is on them. It goes over 100 and something. And then it can be digitally enhanced. But basically what I did was, and again, I'm going through all this so you can visualize. Basically, I throw the microscope, hook it up to my computer. I'm just looking at my computer screens, all I'm really doing. And then driving the microscope with the mouse. So I got a slide, thought, well, let's get some. And I had to buy a huge bottle of it and of glyphosate I'm talking about. So Roundup Weed Killer with glyphosate. So from the local hardware store. And then I gloved up, masked up everything just to get one drop of this. And I put it on a slide, put it under the microscope, was looking at it, just, I don't know, seeing what I could see. I've done that with lots of different things, be it, rocks and gems or fluids, it depends. And then I decided, well, let's get some, cosmic silver shungite powder. So I didn't put the, because I'm not a scientist, I don't even remember what it's called, but the little glass, back the right in my drawer, maybe it'll tell me the name. It does not. So a little piece of glass over the top of it. I left
The
it.
slide.
Yeah, the top piece of it. So the glass slide was there. I just left it open so I could still drop powder on it. So that's what I did, was I backed off the microscope. It's just like that. Again, everybody's probably laughing at me when they hear this podcast, but the little piece of glass you put on top of the thing you're looking at so that it doesn't touch the lens of the microscope. Anyway, everybody knows what I'm getting at here. Left it off because I wanted to have an effect. So I added the powder and zoomed in on different levels of the microscope to see different effects. And what I saw was the shungite, it's cosmic silver shungite powder. It encircled, so I dropped it right next to it. So it's not like it had to swim over there or anything. But what it did was, and I put it on again under my, I'm watching full high def it's video, so it's not just still shots or anything. And I'm able to watch the shungite somehow, and there's no fans on in the room or anything. I kept everything still and then backed away as well because it gets hooked up again. I want to go in because I'd want to hear these parts if I was listening. Microscope's not directly under me. I'm not breathing on it. It's a digital microscope that's, I don't know, 6, 8 feet away from me, and I'm over at the computer controlling it, just so people know. And then go over there, drop the powder, and it starts to accumulate, the powder does, around the, I'll call it a globule, I don't even know what the name would be, of glyphosate that I put on there. And all of a sudden, everything in, again, I'm not sure what's in that one video footage because I have lots of these clips of video and stills, but the glyphosate starts to pulse, starts to move. I'm going, what the heck is going on? And the shungite powders around it. And then all of a sudden, the again, I'll call it a globule, but let's just say a drop because it's smaller than that though, explodes at one side and it starts to just fall apart. So I think that's one of those videos. That I did get a chance to upload, and Nancy or Mark, one of you two probably put it on Rumble, that shows that. So that was the first experience I had with it, and I've done lots of other things since with it. And again, I have recordings of a lot of this, but a lot of this we're talking about when I get the recordings out there in the future, or we do new ones. So, but yeah, well, it definitely has an effect. It was interesting to see, and it was there was nothing else to it. It literally found it the glyphosate and then had that effect on it. And it's, you can see it's pretty dramatic. It kind of looks like a little balloon blown out in, one corner of it. So you can see what's happening there. And it had the same effect many times as well. It would just accumulate, just kind of slowly float over there around it for some reason. Again, no fans, not me breathing on it. And, or now I could even do that anyway to get it to go around it. But it just tended to go around the glyphosate and then just break it apart.
I actually remembered that. That's what I was talking about. So we got your our accuracy and description was pretty I said it exploded too.
It does. And I dropped it on nuggets. And the issue some of these haven't released is because you can't see through a nugget of it because there's no light gonna pass. So then I have to. Again, I want to bore everybody, but then just use the light from above. So there's always a play of, steering the microscope and what its limits are to what I'm trying to do. But no, it always had an effect. It wasn't just a onesie thing. I mean, I would drop it in glyphosate onto a pile of shungite, it would instantly just go away under the microscope. So then I had to get creative and think larger piece or, you know, section of glyphosate, and then have shungite powder respond to it that way rather than overwhelming it. So just, again, lots of testing and playing, not having any idea what I'm doing. I have no training whatsoever. I don't claim to be an expert. This crazy guy threw stuff under a microscope and was open to seeing what would happen. But yeah, it was pretty drastic. So if you're open to it, like Mark said, it's on Rumble. And we'll get it up on the new websites when I can, probably another science area, but it's pretty interesting. And I've done it with other rocks and crystals. Nothing had that effect on that I tried on anything other than shungite powder or shungite. And it didn't matter if it was powder or a nugget, everyone, because I tried the nugget, same effect, but hard to show because all you see is black on one side. At least when I used the powder, you could see that it was a separate thing. So it's.
I was telling them about a customer that had glyphosate put on a farm she was renting out, and she knew about shungite, and she just kind of freaked out. And so she took a bunch of shungite she had, and she just started walking around this thing. I don't remember how many acres it was, but it was over, well over an acre, and, you know, dropping it, and also in the stream that went through the property. And so she was just dropping nuggets. And they discovered that, yes, the glyphosate did something. Was when once it got involved in the shungite, it disappeared. And they were using tuning rods. Is that what they call?
Talking about dowsing rods?
Dowsing rods. That's it. What it was. And but she didn't even, you know, she was like still distraught. And she called me, and I said, look at this. I can't tell you how else to measure it. You, when it wasn't there, you had a situation where you could see the glyphosate with the rods, and when you put it down, you didn't. So I wouldn't freak out. I'd believe that the shungite has been able to, you know, destroy the glyphosate. I said, I don't know. And at that time, that was like back in 2015 or something.
We got a similar thing going on here. I know we're getting short on time, but here in Mount Vernon, Washington, we have what's called a tulip festival. I think it's the largest in the world. There's, you know, I don't know how many acres of tulips, the flower, all different colors. It's a thing up here. So what we've got going on is, and this happened last year on crop fields, but I gifted a 5-gallon bucket of shungite powder to what is going to happen this year is, so again, visualize it was just countless acres and rows of, you know, tens of thousands of flowers, different colors, and they know what they're planting. So meaning they know that row will be yellow, that row will be red, and whatever other colors. So they're distinguishable. We're going to take the powder, go along. So now, and these flowers go pretty quick because it's just for, you know, a matter of weeks up here, this festival happens. So it's a fast process, meaning I don't have to do this with a bunch of trees and count rings later. We're going to shungite powder, which also means shungite gritting them, the entire certain rows of these flowers. So when we come back in just a couple weeks here, that's the benefit of this part. We can take a shot, you know, get a camera, I'll fly my drone down it, and we'll have the visual. And again, it's been done, but not to the way I'm doing it this time, where we're literally just going to walk down. It's again, it's thousands of acres. It's, I don't know, it's at least a mile long. I don't know. So some of these fields, and just shungite powder them to just the certain ones. And because these fields aren't going to be churned again until after the fact, I know it's not going to cross, maybe slightly affect the plant next to it, but, you know, we're going to go right on top of them. So that's going to be happening where we'll have, and I've already done this, I already know it's a thing, or absolutely know it's going to happen and have an effect, like dramatically, because I've done it, just not in dramatic fields like this. I've done it with, you know, plant here, plant there, shungite in this one, not that one, and everything else stays the same from indoors, outdoors. I mean, it goes on and on what I've done, and it's always had an effect. So I'm not even remotely nervous about seeing a visual difference, because we will. So that's something that'll happen here in the coming months. I'll have to check the dates. Yeah. They're already doing it on farms. I've given it to lots of people around here. They've Shanghai nuggeted whole crops already. Farm. But again, it's nothing, you know, what? I walk out and get a photo, say that thing had a Shanghai nugget. Well, there's no comparison, though. I mean, I'm going to want to see that. So then I thought, you know, bright flower. I know they come in different rows, and because I was living out there. So no, that's something happening in the background. I wasn't going to mention until it kind of is there, but man, I something to look forward to.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't, Callius or and Mark, did either of you have something you wanted to bring up or talk about, or any questions or anything?
Yeah, with the glyphosate issue, as far as it being in the air, what's your recommendation in your store? Obviously, we want to get the shungite with the silver first, as opposed to the regular one. You guys have the what do you call it? Shungite silver magnet that you can put on the fridge, which preserves food and saves energy. But what are some of the basic items in your store that we can use for that?
Well, also, and as far as preserving food, and it was a customer that told me this, you can use shungite rubber in your fridge if you have this dish or meal. Or this person, what she had done was had shungite rubber on her counter, chopped a avocado in half, took half of it, left the other half kind of thing sitting there, and there were two of them, and then came back, and again, no test going on, no, well, let's see if this magic shungite worked. Those are the ones I love, where nobody's like, it just, what the heck? You know, those, and that's how a lot of my stuff gets figured out. Because I'm going 100 miles an hour in my life, I'll just say. I barely have time to pause, let alone eat. But I stumble into these, you know, understandings and things just by chance. And so she showed me, and she took photos. She didn't bring me the avocado and said, show me this one. I'm like, yeah, you know. And then the other one didn't rot, it didn't even turn brown. And so she now, I don't know what she said. She, hospice care of someone or other, long story short, uses shungite rubber as the table mat on the food. So again, I wish I had a larger vocabulary and understanding to speak about this stuff, but energetically it affects food as well. It makes it last longer. You know, black magnet, you know, shungite in resin stuck to a fridge, you know, okay. Well, again, being blunt, it's a thing. It just miraculously is. And again, I wish I had a way of explaining it more in depth, but it absolutely has an effect. We've had them where it instantly, within minutes, so that's instant enough, shut down an older fridge. It just got the fridge moving so much more, and it did. It started getting colder that it just, you know, end of life. There's a lifespan on, you know, appliances, of course. And it ended in that case. It wasn't because shungite was harmful. It just got the thing moving so well that it couldn't handle itself. And then just all the results of people saying they've had to adjust their temperature settings because of it as well. So it was, we have beekeepers using it, shungite magnets in, again, this is a whole nother podcast, but you can keep mason bees and or carpenter bees in their cocoons in the vegetable drawer of your fridge. That's what some beekeepers do until it's springtime. So then again, you introduce them at the right temperature and they pop out and do the thing. But they're having better results with the attrition rate. So the ones that survive by putting shungite in there. And I just went here locally to, I think it was Skagit Beekeepers Association here locally, and spoke to their club, that, and they were not aware about shungite. And they had me come speak about, I only told you part of this, Nancy. I think I maybe told you I was going there to speak and then we forgot about it. But it was about mason bees and carpenter bees, like I said, and ways to use shungite with them. So it's, yeah, it's pretty amazing. I know I went totally off sidetrack there, but as far as bringing it back to when I was saying the shungite rubber, that was pretty interesting to me how the food was lasting longer. So long story short, the avocado did not rot anywhere remotely as fast. And there was no guessing. Oh, it kind of looks better. No, one was straight up brown and the other wasn't. And the only difference was shungite rubber under it.
Well, I've been using it for the refrigerator for over a decade. And the most impressive thing I've seen it do, or is two things, is one, spinach used to go bad within about 4 days. Now it lasts weeks. But at one point, I had some half and half in there, and it was one of the tall ones, you know, not the short ones. So there was quite a bit of And I went through all that except for about, I don't even think it was an inch at the bottom. And I said, I wonder how long this will last. I threw it out at 6 months and it was still okay.
Well, that's a good test for anybody listening. I mean, again, my avocado thing, avocado is an easy one because they rot or ripen so quickly that you're not sitting there for a month, with this smelly banana or something. Use a banana, whatever will that, rots pretty quickly. Get some nuggets, get a piece of shungite rubber. That works really well, again, because it's silver blend. But either way, that's at home. You can do it yourself and you can see the difference. And I'll tell you, the piece of silicone rubber is not enhancing the energy of that avocado. It's not that part of the recipe. So that's something you can, you don't have to buy a microscope. You don't have to, hope you can feel energies, because I'm all about the whole visual thing. I'm like, well, that's what I want to see, because I don't have time to convince anybody of anything. It's not my job anyway. But if there's a thing I can say, hey, look at that, and you get from A to B quickly, that's what I'm all about.
Well, the other thing is that when things start to go bad, like when spinach would go bad, it would get soft and mushy, right? But that's not what happens. The thing that stood out to me was the celery. Celery will start to wilt and it'll start to, get kind of slimy. It doesn't happen like that. It's almost like it starts to petrify. That it loses all that moisture. I haven't had any slimy stuff in my refrigerator for a decade.
Yeah,
So.
and Mark, yeah, no, that makes Mark had mentioned about glyphosate in the air and what. So, I mean, there's stuff everywhere. The air is water, it's just less dense. That's a thing. It's full of water molecules, and everybody knows that. We just don't think of it that way. And your water, so ultimately, we're not separated from anything, just speaking on the terms of, water, let's say. Well, then, and of course, you don't have, if you have shungite clothing, that's great, but shungite. What I'm wearing is a bracelet. I got one in each hand and a cosmic chunk, a 6 day tumble, we call them, around my neck. I have it in my energetic environment, is how I would word it. And it has an effect because I know if I have it on or not. If I don't grab it off my, table for whatever reason, or I had it off, it draws my attention. I'll feel something in the environment and I'll just be, and again, that enhanced over time. Without me thinking about it, I don't go, oh, I've got to have my shot. I just don't think that way in my head. Just so I'm just, again, making it clear to everybody that kind of the way I work, it's just fast, just logical, go quick, got to get stuff done. I'm not sitting around and not dissing it, but just saying I don't sit around like, ooh, does this space feel? No, it's when it slaps me in the head or draws my attention. All of a sudden I walk in a space, we'll just say, and instant nausea or like a weird sensation go through me, something that I would term metaphysical, because there's not a physical reason for it that I see. Well, then that's when I pick up on the stuff. And I'll turn around and I'll see I'm standing next to, whatever, or parked on a radio tower, whatever the deal is at the time.
You
But yeah.
remember when you guys went to the cell phone place to buy new phones and you all came out sick? And the question was to everybody, did you have shungite on you? And none of you did.
That's right. And there was, yeah, none of us did. It was three of us there. And we walked in. I, again, something didn't give a thought to, wasn't worried about. I'm like, oh, another thing, task got to get done. Oh my gosh, three of us. I got to deal with cell phone people. That's all that's going through my head, tap my foot saying, let's go, let's go. And all of a sudden, we're all getting not, again, we're not walking in there going, well, we forgot our shungite. We're going to get sick. This will be hard, blah, blah. Ah, I don't have time for that. And then all of a sudden, it's that smack in the head, and we walk out. And then they asked, did you have your shungite? I shouldn't have felt sick. I'm like, oh no, I took it off because of such and such. And it's very rare that I don't have it on, because I even shower in my bracelets, just not get too personal, but I leave them on in the shower. It doesn't matter. But randomly again, and it was for this circumstance to play out for us and maybe to talk about it now, who knows? But that stuff happens. And I didn't believe that kind of stuff either, everybody. Not to go too woo-woo here. Nah, it's all coincidence. BS. There is no coincidence. Again, just one guy's perspective who's totally on the other side of the fence. The unbelievable stories I won't get into now are just, it is a thing. Stuff absolutely happens. It's like it's laid out by someone something. I don't know. Again, I've joined no clubs in this life, so I'm a neutral perspective. But it is a thing. So be open to that, meaning if all of a sudden you random thought in your head, it's called intuition, and we all have it, by the way, it's just a sense. Well, then follow through that random thought. If you're sitting there cutting your salad and you heard this podcast, going, what crazy ass Derek say? Well, I'm gonna put a nugget in there and see. Do it. Something else may occur to you. Do those quick occurrences or thoughts that you have, and they usually line up to epiphanies or aha moments. A lot of times, like almost shit moments, because like, oh shit, are you kidding me? Yeah, so be open to that stuff. Not to go too woo woo there, but was there anything else you
Yeah,
wanted to
that's
talk about?
well, I just wanted to chime in that that's an excellent point, because I think those that actually do make the effort to pay attention to how they're physiologically feeling, the thoughts in their head, whether or not they're agitated, joyful, or whatnot, it's important to do constantly, because then you begin to notice certain things like this, like exactly what we're talking about. And I had a very interesting experience, and it really got me into this whole thing with 5G and just radio towers in general, was basic observation. I was a transit bus driver for quite a long time, and one of the areas where I would pick my bus up on the road was a very high accident corridor, a high risk corridor is what we call them. And I was curious as to why, and I noticed several times throughout my entire stretch, which I think there were about 90 days or so of doing the same line at the same time, of standing out here waiting for my bus and just being agitated, being very, very anxious. Blood pressure would be high. And all the same things that I was just describing with my previous job that was right next to the cell tower. And so I used to wonder, like, does everybody else feel like this? And so we just conducted surveys as to just people's general mood that were passing through there, riding transit through there, or just walking, through the area. And a lot of people would say absolutely. They don't know why, but they're all basically spazzing out. And so just look immediately to my right, and what's right there in the corner? A giant cell tower. And so I was like, maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's an element to this that's, causing everybody to spaz out. And it's causing all these accidents. And so that's what really piqued my interest with this very subject. And so again, just to reiterate, my common cynicism is basically, yeah, magic rocks from Russia, okay, wow, but personally, I found an effect from it. And these two things, I think, go very much hand in hand. And again, we see this in nature as well. So I wouldn't be quick to poo-poo such a fascinating subject such as this, especially one that has personal and very observable effects. So if you bother to look into it. So I appreciate you, Derek, for talking to us today. As always, it's always a pleasure. I always learn so much, and I look forward to maybe getting in touch with you here in the future, because I plan on purchasing my first home soon, and we'll definitely, be looking into the shungite paint. For specific rooms and just all sorts of stuff like that. So I'll definitely be looking you up at some point in the near future.
No, what a great idea. I'm glad that you and people are opening up to using shungite in their homes. Yeah, because it'll definitely have an effect. Yeah, no, I love the input and the stories you got to tell too. Because again, Callias and I, we're both, and so is Mark. I mean, we're all, and ultimately all of us are at whatever level we're getting into shungite, unknown or neutral. We don't know. So it's interesting that we can look at it from a neutral perspective too. Even though we can't explain it all, but it's a thing and we're trying to understand it. But yeah, you guys are into the studies, I think, too, aren't you, Callis?
Yeah, here and there. I'm very cautious with any scientific literature I read these days, but yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. Yep, no, that's smart.
I want to read this thing here. There's a Facebook group called what is it? Electrical Sensitivity Support Group. And then this just got posted today. Does anyone feel worse if they wear a shungite necklace? Let me see. Of course, people bring up the whole thing of shungite absorbing and needing to be cleared, and then your guys' books do cover that. there's a positive thing here of someone says they wore a Shungite necklace for years. I can tell the difference. It does realign the frequencies. There's a guy here I've known through Dr. Jack Cruz's work in biogeometry. He said, yes, it can impregnate with EMFs or simply not be in resonance with your biofield. Crystals, pendant stones are not beneficial for everyone. Some will impregnate with EMFs, some will overstimulate the solar plexus or thymus. And then, of course, I referenced them your frequently asked questions at cosmicshungite.com, and then the science papers. Let me see. Because other people were reporting, let me see if I can find it, of like, let me see. Getting zero relief and may have actually felt worse, but not sure if it was from the stone or from the exposure. And okay, I was trying to find this main one here. But I mean, any comments on that as far as like people having initial bad effects or Herxheimer or what do you call it? Like an adjustment period, maybe?
Yeah, there's definitely for some like an energetic detox time to where it'll because it I'll just say you have certain feelings or energy around you, and then any great and Shungite does have a great shift of those energies. We instantly, oh, that's bad or blah blah different. How do you articulate or a word or put a adjective on energies and feelings sometimes? But yes, for some I've seen it has an effect. But long story short, they usually I'll say, maybe take it for an hour, hold on to it for an hour, and then take it off or something. If we're talking about a piece of jewelry or whatever, holding a rock, set it down. And basically, at the end, I'll hear back. It was like like getting your toe in the pool for a little bit. So they were so energetically affected by harmful stuff that, yes, the shift in energies, it's all relative saying good or bad, but there was a difference. So, but they even out. So there is, like, I think Nancy's put it to an energetic detox time for some, and there's I don't have a way of saying, this person will have it or not. Now we're all energy beings holding certain frequencies in our biofield, and when Shungite and other things have an effect on that, we feel it. And then again, it's like saying no hot sauce to one, ketchup to another. It can have a drastic effect, meaning it may not be as extreme for one person.
We call that the Shungite
Oh, SmackDown. That's right.
Smackdown.
That's right. No,
Yeah.
that's the thing. And yes, and I can confirm that with Nancy again. It's not just me hearing it somewhere. It's.
The first one that really explained it was Walt Silva. He said when he first got into it, he felt like shit. He said, but he trusted me and knew that because he knows about this stuff, that it probably was a detox. Your whole system, all of us. I mean, if you're not that far out, then it's not going to be that grand a thing. But if you're really, really polluted from the food you eat, the water you drink, the pollution around you, well, as soon as it gets into the Shungite field, Shungite's doing its thing. It's getting rid of this stuff. And what I tell people is that if you feel like you're being overwhelmed, then order. You don't order, you ask, but it's an order to the Shungite. Just say, calm down, not so much, ease off, go softer, and it'll immediately, turn itself down.
Yeah, your intention, which is what she's saying, is it, of course, will affect Shungite. Now, again, this isn't an ego thing, but I can't imagine anybody else anywhere that's had or seen more interactions with first timers on Shungite than me for this many years in this store that's based on Shungite and all the speaking again, blah 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 goes on and on. So again, it's not an ego thing because it's nothing to really brag about, but. That have visually seen or been in the interaction of people again walking in the Shungite room, just hundreds and hundreds to me, just dropping it in their hand or them at what's on your wrist. I mean, it goes on and on for years now. So, again, I don't know how many people on this planet are in that position, good or bad, to see and experience that, but I'll just say I am and I've seen it. So, if I'm just again describing the interactions I've seen and a small fraction of them and the experiences from all likes, the believers and non-believers again. So it's a phenomenal thing.
Well, let's leave it there, and we'll thank Callius for being here, and Mark, of course, and you and me, that we can get together again, not as frequently as we were, but we'll get back on track and hopefully bring in some more guests to talk to us that have had, some amazing shungite experiences. So thank you all for being here. You want to say bye-bye, guys?
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And it's been a pleasure. Thanks as always.
Everybody be safe. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.